Hi guys, welcome to Mudbox 2009, lesson number one from Flash Building. And this is the first thing that every Mudboxer or graphic designer should know about. And a lot of you guys already know about it if you're heavy into digital arts, but some of you might not yet. So I'm going to showcase it. And what I'll be discussing is a stylus pen, that's this little guy here, and a graphics tablet, that's this thing here. And I use the Wacom graphics tablet. It comes with a nice little mouse input, and it comes with the stylus pen. The stylus pen comes with extra little white tips that you can replace that one with, and the pen has simulates the mouse with this little button here. And it's not clickable in the center, but both edges of the mouse are clickable, and you can see that it controls my mouse on my computer, just like a, or it controls my pointer, sorry, just like a mouse would. But it gives you certain advantages that a mouse can't, and I'll show you how in Mudbox in just a second. I'm also going to show the advantages of using a stylus pen and tablet in Illustrator, Photoshop, and Fireworks and things like that. But for this video, we're just going to focus on Mudbox, and then in the next video, I'll demonstrate the interface and talk to you about the interface of Mudbox 2009. And I'm also here in Mudbox 1. If you happen to have Mudbox 1.0 from SkyMatter, I bought it a long time ago when SkyMatter first came out with it, years ago, and I love it. It's just a great little tool because I sculpt with SuperSculpey. I don't know if you guys know what SuperSculpey is, but it's a great little polymer clay that allows you to sculpt little characters and then bake them in your oven, and then you can paint them and stuff. So this Mudbox is a SuperSculpey. Somebody who likes SuperSculpey, you're gonna love Mudbox because it's just like having a lump of clay. And all of the tools, especially in 2009, there seems to be. I like the tools better in 2009. I like the interface better, and has more preset stencils, stamps, and all of this other stuff. But Mudbox 1.0 and Mudbox 2009, the way you use the stylus pen and the objects that you can create, it's pretty much the same thing. So if you have Mudbox 1 or Mudbox 2009, you can follow along with some of my lessons. But I'll be working in Mudbox 2009 primarily. And so you might not have all of the tools that I'll be using. And I'll always be using the stylus pen and tablet for the Mudbox tutorials. So if you don't have this stylus pen and tablet, and you can't get one, and you can do everything that I would do, but I would do it a lot quicker, because there's certain little tiny pressure sensitive things that I'll be able to do really quickly that you would have to go over here in the sliders and gauge things, really fine tune things to get it to the same effect that I've got it. So that's good to note. Okay, so we talked about the pen and we talked about the tablet. Let's see what else. The tablet, let's see, if you're on a slider, say you're on a slider and you have the Wacom tablet or a similar tablet. Let's say I have that slider and I'm sliding it back and forth with my pen, but I want a little more precision on it. There's a little slider here. You see this thing right here, right there, this little track. If you highlight one of these markers and you're sliding it, you can see that. Look at this, and look at the precision it allows. I'm just stroking it back. I'm stroking it, but I'm stroking it vertically, and you can see it just tracks the decimal points, slides them ever so minutely, and it's really nice for precision. So that's another advantage of having the tablet. So not only do you have a pressure sensitive pen, but you also have a nice precision slider, and then you have buttons here that simulate the mouse buttons. But this thing simulates the mouse buttons as well. And so let's go ahead and show you what the deal is with this and why it's so important in Mudbox, or any graphics program for that matter. So you go up to Create, Mesh. Let's bring out a sphere. And then let's do the same thing in Mudbox 1 in case you guys are working in Mudbox 1. Create Mesh. And you'll notice that there's not as many mesh presets in Mudbox 1. There's only 3. Let's go ahead and subdivide it now. And I'll be going through the basics in other later tutorials, but I have to show you the tablet in this first tutorial. Let's see, we want to go to Mesh, Subdivide Selection. Let's do it again. Let's just do it 3 times so it has a really fine detail. So let's go to this one and do the same thing. Mesh, add subdivision, add subdivision, add subdivision. Okay, so now it's got really fine detail to the model, to this object here. There's more polygons. There's a bigger polygon count in it now. Alright, so when you have the pen, you can press Alt on your keyboard and click down. You can see how moving the pen will let you view any angle of your scene there. You can also click the little buttons here on the pen, and they will let you zoom in and out. So what I'm doing is I'm holding Alt on my keyboard, and then I'm holding this pen, the front click button on the pen. I hold that down, and you can see if I don't touch the tablet, if I'm holding, actually I don't even have to hold Alt. Well, yes I do. Hold Alt, and it'll let you drag the scene around. But then if you press down on the tablet, you see that? It lets you zoom in and out. And I'm still holding with my index finger on that button. And that's how it's allowing me to do that. And now if I pick my pen tip up off of the tablet, watch what happens. I'm not zooming anymore. Now when I go up and down, it doesn't do anything. It just drags the scene around. So that's what's cool about that. And if I click the other button, oops, the other button will let me zoom in and out if I have it held down without touching the tablet. And then when I touch the tablet, you can see it cancels it out. So there's a lot of whole different ways you can control this thing. And let's see, so if you hold Alt, and that'll let you view all around your scene. And what other views are there? That's about it. You can zoom in and out all around it, and the Alt key makes that possible. Now let's show you why it's so important to have this is the real kicker about why it's important to have the stylus pen, what I'm about to show you right now. Okay, so let's go back to center. Now the go down to your tools and you hit sculpt if you're in 2009, and let's go ahead and draw onto the sphere. Okay, so you see the lines I drew using the pen. Now I'm going to draw a little, I'm going to push a little harder with my pen this time. You see how much thicker that is? So I'm going to draw nice and soft this time with the pen. Ready? Watch. Nice and soft. Nice and soft. See how light and thin that line is? It's beautiful. Now, I'm going to grab my mouse. Try and do the same thing. Nope, it's just a big, bulky, thick old line. No precision, no detail. And there's no way I can match those little lines. It's not even possible. I would have to go over here, mess with my size and my strength a whole bunch, and so you could see how much more time that would take. It's a pain in the butt. But you have the pen, and you get onto that sphere, and it's just, my God, the difference is amazing. I can't even, you have to do it yourself to even understand. But I guess, you know, the visual here helps. So if, and Mudbox 1, same thing. Let's draw on it with the pen. Now let's push hard with the pen. See that? It's a nice thick line. Let's push soft with the pen. Nice thin detailed line. Now let's get the mouse. Let's draw with the mouse on it. Oh man, it's such a big bulky bleh. So you can see the same setting set on this, and in Mudbox 1 it's called soft, soft B and soft A, and then in Mudbox 2009 it's called sculpt, but it's the same thing. And I'll show you how to use all these tools in future tutorials. But that's what I wanted to demonstrate, was the power of the stylus. You must have the stylus. If you don't have the stylus with a pressure-sensitive tip, I'm going to be working 10 times, 20 times, maybe even 50 times faster than you. And if you want to follow along with my tutorials, I'm going to be working, just understand, I'm going to be working that much faster than you. Because like I said, you'll be having to come over here to the sliders and manipulate things as I'm just zooming along with my pen. So that's lesson number one, and we'll see you in lesson number two. And like I said, I'm going to demonstrate the advantages of having this pen and tablet in Fireworks, Photoshop, and Illustrator for you guys too. So peace out.